my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. We got off to a good start last night. Brother Ricky Gravely preached. I love Ricky Gravely. He is such a great man of God, and a sweet wife and two beautiful girls serving God, both of them preachers' wives. And I'm just so very thankful for the privilege to hear him always. He's a great man. And then today we begin at 9 a.m. in just a couple hours from now, and we'll begin live. You can watch the service online. Then we'll break for an hour session. Then we'll come back and we'll have another preaching. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. If Jesus said it, I believe it. Golden State Baptist College, men, you sing it, will you please?
If Jesus said it, I believe it. His word cannot lie. If it's written in the Bible, I'll believe it till I die. Though the mountain be removed and cast into the sea, God's word will last forever throughout eternity.
The blind man cried, I cannot see. O Son of David, have mercy on me. Then Jesus spoke so sweet and low, arise, my child, thy faith hath made thee whole.
If Jesus said it, I believe it. His word cannot lie. If it's written in the Bible, I'll believe it till I die. Though the mountain be removed and cast into the sea, God's word will last forever throughout eternity.
In my Father's house there is plenty of room, and Jesus said, I'm coming soon to catch away my awaiting bride and take her home around the other side.
If Jesus said it, I believe it. His word cannot lie. If it's written in the Bible, I believe it till I die. Though the mountain be removed and cast into the sea, God's word will last forever throughout eternity. If Jesus said it, I believe it. His word cannot lie. If it's written in the Bible, I believe it till I die. Though the mountain be removed and cast into the sea, God's word will last forever throughout eternity. God's word will last forever throughout eternity.
I love pastors' conference. I just love it. We gather together at 8 o'clock in about just another 45 minutes or so, and we have Stan's Donuts, and we have fruit, and we have coffee in the big convention center in the huge gym. It's the convention center. There's not another convention center in America like it. It is just breathtaking, and all the goods there are from different displayers and our own people, and then after that we go right into the auditorium, and we're going to have a great, great time. I think the preachers come by my office this morning, pick up a gift. And so after you get done with your donuts and your Danish or whatever you're going to eat, you come by my office and there's a gift there waiting for you. About 8:40. That gives us enough time. Just plan on 8:40 this morning. Well, how about the song Hallelujah Square? This is the Revival Trio, the Reamers, who are on staff, and Brother Lupke, they sang here together. I'll meet all my friends on Hallelujah Square. Brother Ed Brownlee, my first chairman, he's with the Lord now, but he used to sing this all the time. Great song.
I saw a blind man tapping along, losing his way as he passed through the throng. Tears filled my eyes. I said, friend, you can't see, but with a smile said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Oh, but he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. Now I saw an old man, he was gasping for breath. Eyes closed in death. He looked at me and said, don't look so blue, for I'm going to heaven. Now how about you? And I'll see all my friends in high.
Yesterday, I spoke to you about you and your pastor. Today, I want to speak to you about, as we're talking about the church this week, you and your pastor's wife, and particularly you ladies. You know, the pastor's wife is an unusual position. You expect the pastor's wife in the ministry, but she doesn't get paid for it. I think nobody does. My wife doesn't either, as far as the pastor's wife. I think every lady is a pastor's wife ought to be put on the payroll. What she puts up with, she has to encourage the man of God to stay in the ministry. She has to encourage the man of God with her house, with herself. She is so busy. And ladies, you have a responsibility. Keep yourself up. My wife, and I'm going to look at the scripture in a moment. My wife, I'd be coming home from work. She always spent about, 15 minutes before I would come home. She always would redo her hair, redo her makeup. Every single time, she looked like she stepped out of a bandbox. Every single time was always beautiful. Never had her, never, ever. We've been married 53 years. Never had her hair in curlers. Never in her pajamas. Never, she was just always up and at it. We had a good meal every night and prayer time with our family and Bible time with our family. And, you know, thank God for her wife. But my wife has rolled her sleeves up. I remember when I hired her, I came in 76, so that's 50 years ago. And I said, okay, now, Cindy, if we can afford you, I couldn't afford insurance. We didn't have any insurance. We didn't have any car expense. We didn't have any housing expense. We didn't have any benefits. We didn't have anything. Together, we made $8,600 that year. But I said, I'll hire you. I need you to work 40 hours a week. She worked about 50 to 60 hours a week. And I said, I need you to be the secretary and this and that, all these different things. I'll pay you $25 a week. And she never even laughed at that. She never even made fun of it. I built her a little pony wall in the lobby, and that was her. And then I went and bought a $60 secondhand electric typewriter, Olympia typewriter, and I put it out there. And we had a mimeograph machine. And that was it. That's what she did. And, you know, thank God for her. The Bible says, if a man desireth the office of a bishop, a pastor, he desireth a good work. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife. That one wife has so many qualifications. Titus tells us of just women in general, that the aged women, they be in behaviors becoming holiness. Now, if this is the aged women, and a pastor's wife, she may not be aged, but a pastor's wife has to have these qualities and beyond. She has to set the standard. Become holiness, not false accusers. Don't run your mouth. Not giving them much wine. Teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober. Very serious. Love their husbands. Love their children. Be discreet. Chaste. Keepers of home. Good. Keepers of home means that the home body. Obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. All right, ladies, I'll tell you what, Mrs. Treiber has never missed a day of work in 51 years of ministry. She's been here every day. We'll take a little vacation. Normally, we haven't the last few years, but we'll take a vacation for a week and a half. And she's always here. Every event, every soul winning, every Sunday school, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, every special meeting, every revival, every pastor, everything. For over 50 years, she's been at all those. Now, wait a minute, 53 years of marriage. I said she's been faithful for 51. Well, 2 years ago, she had, for the first time, an injury. She has never had a toothache. She's never been to the dentist. She's got perfect teeth. She's perfect health. She never misses work. But she shattered her ankle. And that was a major, major hospital stay, and pins and screws and wire all wired together. Then 5 weeks later, she fell down the stairs at home trying to hobble down, and she broke her femur. Then a few months later, she had cancer and was in the hospital for 15, 16 days, major surgery. And then about 12 weeks ago, she fell on a Sunday morning after the morning service, and she fell and broke the other femur. Well, you know, the ladies of our church have been so great. Brother Jewel, every single day, I have a deacon's wife. She's put a table out front of our small little table, and every single night there's a meal there, a hot meal between 4:30 and 5. It's been 2 months, 3 months almost, and I don't have to think about cooking. They care for her. They just, the deacons, they care for her, and our people care for her. They love her, and they do so much for her, and they care. They love her. They spend time for her. Would you love your pastor's wife? Come on, church, come on, step it up. Do things for her. God bless our pastors' wives in America and in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word. Revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.